right, loves, welcome. It is Bowerly News Radio 930 WBEN. So when you voted today, what number were you? And I was unpleasantly surprised when I checked in about 11:30 or so at the old meeting house on Main Street in Williamsville. I was only 121. That's all I want, 121. I thought I'd be in the 400s, maybe the 500s. So it concerns me because, let's just say this, in the county executive race for the candidate for whom I voted, she needs to get a lot of people voting who would be, shall we say, crossover voters. So I'm not 100% sure what to make about that. 121 at 11:30 in the morning. I hope my hunch is wrong, but we shall see. Also, how many of you just don't vote? You know what? I'm not going to yell at you. I'm not going to scream at you. Those days ended in December of 2017. It just is not worth yelling and screaming at you guys if we disagree about something. It really isn't. But what, just out of curiosity, what is it that makes you not vote? And I do know people who don't vote. Some of them say it's all fixed, it's all rigged. Some of them say, well, my vote doesn't make a difference, despite the tapestry of history being interwoven with many instances where just one vote made a huge difference in the course of human events. 803-09, that was almost poetic. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Very, very curious about this situation. Obviously, there are a lot of other races. The premier marquee race, at least in Erie County, is obviously the county executive race. And I guess one of the things that I don't understand, and I guess I'm just going to say it. I don't understand why during the pandemic there was such, do I dare use the word hatred? Yeah, I guess I have to. There was such, okay, how about profound dislike? How's that? Profound dislike for Mark Poloncarz and his, I have the power, I have the power, I have the authority. And that whole ego trip that he was on, I would think that that would have gotten people out to the polls to say, oh no, you don't have the power. We actually have the power, Mr. Poloncarz. Now, I'm not sure what the exiting polling shows, if they're doing anything. And the interesting part about this whole situation to me, Chrissy Cassilio is, and David has talked about this, a political newcomer, all right? And I think she very well could have a long, successful career if that is what she decides to do. Lynn Dixon, not a political newcomer, she came within a very few percentage points of upsetting Mark Poloncarz in the previous county executive race, and this would have been before the pandemic actually took place. But getting back to this whole notion of who votes and why they vote and who doesn't vote and why people don't vote, I do find it interesting, and I do find it sometimes a little bit disturbing because, hey, I'm the guy on the other end of the radio, right? And you guys call me when things aren't going well, and you guys say, Tom, what's wrong with the people in Erie County? How come they vote the way they vote? You've got this guy in office, and all he keeps telling us is, he's got the power, he's got the power. What's wrong with him? He's singing songs on YouTube and playing his guitar, which, frankly, to me, is one of his more endearing qualities, but that's me. Not to mention the situation of the with the female in his life at one point, which, by the way, no charges were filed against Mark Poloncarz in that situation. I want to point that out and make sure that that's real clear. 803-0930 is the phone number. Start I-30 on the cell phone and 1-800-616-WBEN. Let us go to Guy in West Seneca, because Guy usually has some information that we are desperately seeking. Desperately seeking Guy. Guy, West Seneca, you're on WBEN. Hello.
Baumeister, glad to talk to you on Election Day here.
Yes, sir.
Chrissy Casilio is obviously my choice for county executive. And, you know, I say that. I'm glad you brought up Lynn Dixon, by the way. Here in West Seneca, even though we're 2-1 Democrat, Lynn Dixon killed Parolin Cars here in West Seneca. She won by like 11 or 12 points. I want to talk about names a little bit, okay? Just like a Rocco is never going to beat a Patrick Gallivan, a Karen is not going to win as sheriff, and a Chrissy is not going to win a countywide office either. It brings to mind Three's Company, Suzanne Summers' character, the bimbo, and Chrissy is just not a solid name like Tom, John, Patrick, David, Michael, all solid names. There's solid names, too, for females, like Lynn. Solid name. Sweetheart, too. I love Lynn Dixon, by the way. But I also want to point out...
Well, before we go any further with that, I'd like to explore this just a little bit further, because you've hit on something that they're never going to teach you. I'd be surprised if they taught you this in any political science class you take, but when you are running for office, and you know this, there's nothing I can teach you that you don't already know, but there might be some people out there who've never really given this any due consideration. But branding, when you're running for office, you are selling a brand. And it is quite true, sir, that a brand can be the difference between defeat and victory. And we can look back, and I'll shut up after I make this point, but to Stephen Grover Cleveland. Grover Cleveland is how history records him, even though it was really Stephen Grover Cleveland. And you've hit on something that I don't know how we measure it. I don't know how we quantify it, but names are very important.
Very important, and you would think the leaders of the Republican Party, because they've done this twice now very recently, as soon as they chose Karen, it was going to be doomed. And conservative Ralph Lurigo went for her, too. And I asked several people that are high up in the Republican Party, didn't you tell him that, you know, that's a bad name right now, you know, to be called a Karen? Oh, he knows. I'm not sure. You think people are smart, but I'm not sure sometimes. And one other point I wanted to make, here in West Seneca, like I said, Lynn Dixon won by 11 or 12 points. We're 2-1 Democrat here in West Seneca, just like 2-1 Democrat in Erie County, more than 3-1 statewide. There's a lot of, and we have a Republican government here in West Seneca, despite the Democrat advantage. We've had several county executives that were Republican. We have a sheriff right now, John Garcia, who's a Republican. Pataki was a longtime Republican governor, very popular. Democrats have proven that they're more independent than Republicans. They will vote for Republicans. There's much less evidence that Republicans do the same here locally or in this state. So when people say Democrats go right down the line Democrat, that's not actually true. We have plenty of evidence, anecdotal evidence, to show that it's not true locally or in this state, that Republicans can get in with a vast disadvantage. And then the same is not true for Democrats. If it's a Republican district, Republicans usually win. And it's hard-pressed, other than Kathy Hochul, when she ran in that special election, won by a hair, and then lost it just a couple months later, got her butt kicked. But that one small example is an example of a Democrat winning in a Republican district. But that is one of the few times you can point to. Democrats, though, they do vote for Republicans. It's a stereotype that is not true to say that Democrats go right down the line. They don't.
Although you mentioned Kathy Hochul, and Kathy Hochul, if statistics were everything, and I'm a big believer in statistics, I think you are as well, but the the fact that Kathy Hochul, in that district in which she ran for and won a congressional seat, that's kind of that's one of those exceptions that proves the rule. Is that how we're going to...
Outlier, yeah. Absolutely.
The outlier, yeah.
And she pretended to be one. She was endorsed by the NRA. She pretended like she was conservative, like she was one of the founding fathers of America. She was a constitutionalist. But as soon as she wanted higher office, she took a hard turn left. But I just wanted to point that out because you mentioned that earlier about Democrats going right down the line. I'm a registered conservative, but what I've noticed is not true, that stereotype. Democrats...
I don't know if it's because you've introduced another variable here, and that variable is the names. Talking about Republicans in West Seneca doing well despite the enrollment numbers. Now, most of that is probably Nick Orticelli. You're aware of that, right?
Most of it's probably what?
Most of that is probably Nick and Nancy Orticelli.
No, as a matter of fact, that's one of the reasons why I'm voting Democrat this time, because the Republican supervisor who's always on Facebook, he demeaned Nick on Facebook one time. It was very embarrassing that a supervisor do this. And the chairwoman, who is his wife, they're just a distasteful couple. I will not vote for a Republican townwide. I'm only voting Democrat townwide,
I'm sorry to hear that. I had a totally different experience with them. I mean, it's a very long story, but I've got friends in a whole bunch of different areas, and sometimes people you didn't think were friends proved to be friends. And anyways, it's a long story, and it's not really about me, I guess. But as far as the name thing. Let's just think about George. Is George a strong name?
Yes.
Is it a
George
weak
is
name?
A solid name. Absolutely.
Herbert.
Adam, another good one.
Herbert.
No, not so much. Neither Herman, neither. I don't think they are.
Franklin. I'm just thinking about famous American.
Franklin. Still. Frank is a solid name. Just Frank is solid.
Well, Frank, absolutely. I think of Frank Panasek. But I'm thinking about other names that could be included.
Not mine, by the way. Mine is one of those names that we don't know. There's not enough evidence. It might not be a good name.
Well, I mean, let's face it. It could be Guy. It could be Guy. I mean,
true.
Many of us grew up
in Quebec. It would be a very popular name.
Guy Lapointe. I mean,
yeah, solid name if you want to run in Montreal.
You know, that's a really interesting theory, and I'd like to, I don't know how I would quantify this or how I would look more into it, but I think you've hit on something, and what it all boils down to is marketing. For example, you could have a beverage that is basically Pepsi Cola, but if you called it brown fizzy water in a bottle, it's not going to sell. Call it Pepsi, it sells.
Yeah, exactly. Good branding.
Guy, a very interesting call. I must admit. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Tom. You have a nice day.
I certainly will. Thank you. Thank you kindly. You know, sometimes you guys come up with stuff that is so obvious, and I'm kind of embarrassed that I didn't think about it at first. But no, it's like in the political and media and social media realm. One of the things that I've found over the past few years is that, you know, sometimes people surprise you for good. Sometimes people surprise you for bad. But I've learned this much in life. And I mean this with all seriousness. I'd much rather have a friend than an enemy. I'd much rather have a friend than somebody who just doesn't like me. It's not that I have this overwhelming hunger to be liked and loved and everything, but in the general scheme of things, It's a lot less stressful, let's put it that way. I don't like stress. The older I get, the less I enjoy stress, which is, of course, believing the way I do about many things and living in this particular part of the country sometimes is stressful enough, let me tell you. It is 27 minutes after 4 at News Radio 930 WBEN. It is Bowerly with you. I gotta mull over that call from Guy and try to sort out everything that he said and try to find the exception that proves the rule and all that stuff. Oh, okay. So now I get it. See, sometimes with some of the local political stuff, I get a little lost, and I think I misunderstood what Guy was trying to say before. And see, my thing is, you know, I've been trying my best to get along with everybody, and thus minimizing stress in life. And one of my strongest hopes is that people who kind of think mostly the way I do, that we can all get together and just agree on key issues and just promulgate those key issues as best as we possibly can. And that would be my dream world, if you understand what I'm saying, because there's, you know, one of the things, I don't mean to get off on a tangent here, but there's stress in life that is unavoidable. We're always going to have stress, and stress is actually a good thing, because without stress, come on, you'd be wearing sweatpants and watching Netflix right now, right? That's what I'd be doing. But there is stress that you can't get away from because you need it, and there's stress that is of no value, of no use. So I just been trying to eliminate the stress that is of no value in life, and just kind of chill out a little bit more without losing any edge that I have. But I think sometimes you can be a little bit too edgy doing this. And you don't want to make it seem like you're being edgy for the sake of being edgy, if that all kind of makes sense to you. But again, it's not about me. Today is about you and your vote. Today is about Election Day. And did you vote? Did you not vote? How many of you did not vote and have no plans on voting whatsoever? And why not? Is it because you don't like either Chrissy Casilio or Mark Poloncarz? Is there another reason that is at play here? And what do you think of Guy's interesting take, which I would need to do some more research on it, but that some names are just not going to win, like Chrissy is not going to win. Well, we don't know that to be a fact as of right now, but I do think there is something to be said for names in politics. For example, the other day, I don't know why I was thinking about this guy, but a gentleman used to be sheriff of Erie County. His name was Ken Braun. Now, Ken Braun just sounds like he should be sheriff of Erie County, right? To me, John Garcia sounds like he should be sheriff of Erie County. And I know that it sounds really lame and really insignificant and inconsequential, but when you are selling yourself to voters, you're basically branding yourself. I'm just saying, there are some names that are strong names and they almost sound like born leaders, and there are some that don't sound like born leaders. Now, look, what's in a name? That question has been asked once or twice before, but it is just, it's so interesting to me. And again, I'm not trying to ramble here too much, but how some names, you could have the best candidate in the world, but if the name is kind of a dorky name, you don't really have a chance. Like, for example, my name, totally a dorky name. okay? I could never run for office and win because nobody would know how to spell my name. I still get email here at the radio station from people I've worked with for 40 years. It will spell my last name incorrectly. And it does, like, it doesn't bother me. I mean, there are so many other things worthy of being upset over, and that certainly is not one of them. 803, did you vote? What number were you? I voted at about 11:30 this morning at the old meeting house on Main Street in Williamsville, and I was 121. 121. That's all. So it doesn't surprise me that the people who study this stuff for a living are saying, hey, the turnout was not what we thought it was going to be. Lesser than expected turnout. Lighter than expected turnout. By the way, I do want to remind you guys on WBEN that we have second to none election coverage right here on News Radio 930 WBEN. And I want to make you very aware of that because there is one place to be, and that is News Radio 930 WBEN. We've got a lot of great things that are coming up for you. For example, tonight we have interviews with Mark Poloncarz and Chrissy Casilio, which will air starting at 7 o'clock this evening. And then following that, we will have second to none election night coverage. It kicks off officially at 9 p.m. after what I just told you about, the Erie County Executive Candidate Conversations, which air from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. tonight. Complete results, speeches, and analysis live on News Radio 930 WBEN. And we've got Joe Beamer, who hosts our political show on Sunday morning, Hardline. And we have David Bellavia, obviously, Medal of Honor recipient. But David is very much into politics. You're not going to find more adroit expert analysis of any election anywhere than what you're going to get from David Bellavia and Joe Beamer here on News Radio 930 WBEN tonight. And, of course, our newsroom. It's all hands on deck in the newsroom tonight. Tom, basically anybody you've heard on the air in the past year on WBEN will be pressed into duty and service tonight. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Did you vote? If you want to say for whom you voted and why, that's fine. Maybe you didn't vote. Sometimes it's interesting to find out why people don't vote. I mean, I'm not going to be angry with you. I'm not going to yell and scream at you, but just kind of curious why you wouldn't vote. That's kind of a sacred right that we have in this country and a right that people have fought for and for which people have died over the years. And is it something that you just take for granted? Is it something where you just can't seem to get yourself excited about a certain candidate? 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Cheektowaga is with us, and it is Emma on WBEN. Hello, Emma. Welcome to the show. It's your turn.
Hello, Tom. How are you today?
Yes, ma'am. I'm fine. Thank you.
Yes, I just wanted to tell you that one of the first time I called in, and I listened to your caller around 2:45, 3 o'clock complaining about the mess up voting. Well, I arrived at my voting place on Como Park, Boulevard Park, the Bellevue Fire Station at about 6:55 this morning. And I went in, I handed them my voting registration card. They pointed me to another table. I went to that table. They took my card. They scanned it with an iPad. Then they flipped it over. I signed my name. They handed me a folder with a ballot in it and a pen. I sat down. I filled my ballot out, took my ballot and my pen and folder to the machine, pushed it in, it registered my votes. I returned the folder and the pen to them. They handed me a sticker. I was out. And I do apologize. I don't know my number.
Well, I think we can let that go this time, Emma, but let's try not to make that happen again on a regular basis, okay? I'd hate to think ill of you.
My bad.
And, don't worry about it. The world will not stop spinning on its axis because you don't remember your number. How long did the process take for you start to finish? I was in and out, and don't make any wise comments, but I was in and out within about 3 minutes.
So was I.
Yeah, it was kind of easy.
It was very easy. Well, I'll tell you, though, when I lived in Maryland, we had the machines. We didn't. They gave us a choice between the machine and a paper ballot. So in Maryland, I lived there for 20 years before I came back to Buffalo last year, and we had the option of the machines and or the paper ballot.
Were you in Montgomery County?
Prince George's.
Okay. Very, very interesting. I prefer, and you're probably going to think, Emma, that I am the one who sounds old about this. I prefer the machine voting. I don't like the scan voting. What is your preference?
So do I, and I think I might be a little older than you, but yeah, I prefer the machine.
Yeah, I don't know why. I don't know if it's a question of that is that which we grew up. I don't know, but I feel almost like the machine is almost like it's more efficient. It's almost like it's hardwired, even though it isn't. I don't know. I like the machines.
I like the machine, and I will tell you and the rest of your callers, I am a registered Democrat. I vote Democrat. However, when I lived in Maryland, we as a blue state voted twice to put a Republican governor in office, Larry Hogan. So I do sometimes, you know, not do it, but I am a registered Democrat and I vote Democrat.
Now, that is certainly your right to do as an American. You can vote for whomever you wish to vote. And that's the way the country works. Hey, just out of curiosity, when you look back on your voting life, have you ever voted for a candidate who, at the end of the day, really let you down? And the reason I'm asking that question is I think about the once invincible Andrew Cuomo and how quickly his political star was extinguished.
Not really. I've been very pleased with the candidates that I have voted for. So I really can't say that. I don't think I was in New York during the rise of Andrew Cuomo. I lived in Maryland since 2003. And I just came back last year. So I'm not sure when Cuomo, I'm not sure.
He was around for a long time, and then just as quickly as he arose, he basically flamed out, if you will. Did you come back here because you missed having gray, dreary skies for 8 months of the year?
No, believe it or not, Tom, I came back because I retired. I'm an educator, former educator, and I retired. And my family is here, so they pressed upon me, it's time for me to come back, and I did. And because I was going to work today, because I couldn't stay away from the children, and I do substitute work.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Emma, thank you, my love. I appreciate your call, and welcome back home.
Thank you. And
all
have
right,
a great
dear.
Day, Tom.
Will do. You too. Thanks, Emma. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. It's funny, though, how various places become our homes and how we feel at home in so many places. And there are two places that I don't know why. Well, I guess in one case I do know why, but the two places that have always seemed like home to me, Jamaica. The first time I set foot in Jamaica, I thought, this is home, like H-O-M-E. This feels like home. And the other one is Turkey, the country of Turkey. I don't know what it is. I've talked about this before, but the minute I set foot on Turkish soil, I thought, wow, This is a beautiful country, and I love it. Back to the calls, talking about election 2023. Turnout seems to be light. And again, if you're just joining us, right before noon, I was 121. That's it. Right before noon, I was startled and stunned. Melissa in Tonawanda on News Radio 930 WBEN. Melissa, it is your turn. Go right ahead.
All right, Tom.
Yes, ma'am. Just,
I wanted to call because my husband and I went to vote around 2 o'clock. We've been voting at the same place since 1979. We had our voting registration cards, and the women were like, oh, great, that's so good you brought those. She scanned it, and my husband went first. He was 131. I was 132. She said to him, what is your birthday? And he told her, and she goes, no, that's not your birthday. And he said, yes, that's my birthday. And so they talked about it between the three of them, and then they called another woman over. The one girl said, well, it's their address, so that's what it is. And in the meantime, the other woman came over and said, well, maybe we can edit this. And so they tried to do that, and they said, no, we can't do that. And so then they said, we need your license. And my husband was like, he's like, no. I said, just give me your license. Let's get this done. So he did. He gave him the license. And then they told him that he needs to call the Board of Election and tell them that the birth date is wrong. Now, we've been voting in the same place, like I said, since 1979. And what the hell? Sorry.
No, you did not cross any boundaries there. No laws were broken. No propriety was interfered with whatsoever. Very interesting. What do you think happened? You were there. What's your analysis of that?
Well, I don't know. You know, they said, well, you know, it's a human that's putting it into the machine, and they must have read the 7 as a 1 because his birthday is the 17th, and they said it was the 11th. And I'm going, no, that's not his birthday. And they're like, you know, I mean, I don't know. yeah, I wish we had the old machines and we had the book and we wrote our name and you weren't asked your birthday and you weren't have to do show anything. We just went in, signed it, and we were done. This is something's just not right.
Care to elaborate on that?
Well, it just seems that it the electronics has made it more fishy.
Electronics. All right.
Yeah. You know, I mean, before the olden days, you went in, you told them your name. They turned a book around. You signed your name. They said, okay, go in, close the curtain, do the levers, and you were done. Now, it's supposed to be easier. We have our election card. I save it in a very special place because I know I need it every year. And now it's getting more and more difficult to vote.
But that's obviously not going to stop you moving forward in the future.
No, no, no. I mean, we always go and vote. We vote during primaries. Oh, the other thing is we are both Democrats, but we do not stick to party lines. And I will tell you that neither one of us did this time.
Wow. Very, very interesting. By the way, I welcome calls from Democrats and Republicans. You don't have to agree with me to call into the show. Typically, to be honest with you, because I believe that's the best policy, typically I vote for the Republicans / the conservatives, but there are times where I do vote for Democrats.
Well, it now for us, it's we look at the person, and we have pretty much for us, the party doesn't matter anymore. Although this time, especially for the county executive, it does matter and it needs to change.
Very interesting take. Thank you kindly. I appreciate your call mightily, and I hope you're going to be listening to our full coverage tonight on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Definitely, we will. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. No, because we really do put a lot into it, and frankly, we have some amazing expertise at the radio station. So you'd only be depriving yourself of some amazing coverage if you were not listening. Thank you kindly. 4:59. We've got news coming up in 1 minute from right now. Pardon me, on News Radio 930 WBEN. I hope I didn't get any on.